Great to be with you. My name is Fenella Kernebone. Now, today's In the Field takes us to McMahon's Point, an old harbourside suburb in Sydney, where By Design's Jan Ryan is with architect Drew Heath. Drew has just won the New South Wales Wilkinson Award for Residential Architecture in the recent round of Australian Institute of Architects State Awards. And you can see some images of his house on our website. Just head to abc.net.au/radionational to take a look. But now, let's join Jan and Drew.
I think the original idea came from my wife and I visiting Cambodia and going out to some of the outlying temples that were stone ruins in the jungle, and the jungle was taking over the ruin again. So we came back here and decided that we wanted to live in an atmosphere, and it was very atmospheric, like that, and then do minor architectural work to the ruin that we've transposed to here, and live in that ruin on, you know, timber decks, timber planes or platforms floating within jungle and masonry, concrete, stone ruin.
You come in off the street, and it's a tiny little street, and you come in through a worker's cottage. We're walking down the stairs. We're in the middle now between your new addition and the old one. In the middle, you've put the garden, and there's birds, and actually you don't even have any fence to the street. So the two sections are connected to each other, but they're also connected to the street and the suburb at large. Was that what you wanted to happen, a kind of community house?
It's a community house in that it presents greenery to the suburb, but I also really wanted to remove myself from the suburb. I want to live within the suburb in the little village, but I also don't necessarily want to see the things that go on outside it. I don't mind hearing it, and you hear the hum of the city and the traffic going by, but I actually wanted to live in a place where I had complete control of the aesthetic and the materials, and so I've used the landscape around us, be it as fencing or the green backdrop, so that I see no other architecture.
You've got two little twins here. They're just hitting 2 years old. And the street is right there. What are you expecting them to do? Run away, or how will they understand all of this? Because normally a suburban house would have a boundary, and that would provide security. But you're asking for a more spiritual kind of security.
Yeah, you know, the children develop their own barriers very quickly. You know, the bamboo that really surrounds the house as a fast-growing screen and wall, it becomes so dense, it just becomes the fence and the barrier. So over time, bamboo is, of course, impenetrable. So why make a fence when you can grow a fence?
Were there any problems with the council in negotiating your plan? It works beautifully, I need to say that. But it does slightly tweak what one would understand as land between you and one's neighbours, you know, the spaces between houses.
Well, a lot of the things I do have no definition, so that when we present, you know, this roof garden / terrace deck, you know, to council, I just claim it as outdoor landscape space, whether it's on the ground or not, and push it through as that. So the building, in fact, is quite a simple form, and I've tried to make it almost terrace-like from the exterior, and that's attached to the cottage with a link in between it. So council were quite happy with that, and what I've given back is a building that's not walled in, that appears as a green landscaped building. It's not a big architectural form. The back facade is completely covered in a vine, so there is no architectural facade there. There's no grand architectural statement. There's just kind of a gift of things growing, which probably is better than an architectural facade.
How about we go to a space in this house that really challenged you?
I guess we could go up to sort of the cosy room, into the existing part of the cottage where you try and do modern work within an existing format. So that was probably one of the bigger challenges, just to actually know when to hold back, you know, and to be respectful to the existing building.
We're now in the original building. This building would have been built, what, in 1860, something like that?
A bit later, closer to the 1900s.
Okay.
So it's just one of those wharf cottages. It's one of the mid-level harbour cottages.
What it is what would have been three bedrooms, little bedrooms and a living room and an outdoor kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah.
And a garden, which is now where you've got your addition or the rest of the house. So what went through your head when you thought, how much will I keep and how much will I take away? Because it's the kind of question that a lot of people in the By Design audience ask. Should I knock it down? Should I keep it? What's respectful? What's just fashion?
I liked the idea of having a contrast between the old and new. It obviously made sense for us to sleep back in the house in a sort of series of rooms. So there's various little nooks and crannies throughout all of the building, be it upstairs in the attic or on this level or in the back building, where there's always little places where people could sleep. It's been designed to sleep 10 to 12 people.
This is By Design on RN. I'm Jan Ryan with Drew Heath in his prize-winning house in McMahon's Point in Sydney. And McMahon's Point sits on the harbour. What's your favourite place in this house?
Look, mine's in the kitchen, which is my natural place. I tend to do a fair amount of the cooking. And I just love being in the kitchen, just seeing back to the old house, looking across the table on the volume, looking out to the garden on either side. And, you know, generally if there's one person in the kitchen, there's other people waiting for food.
Is there anything here that you have as a big personal experiment that you wouldn't let loose on a client?
No, but I hope to iron out the problems with some of these experiments so that I can use them on clients.
Like what?
There's a big opening steel door.
Oh, the whole thing opens like a garage door.
Yeah. So that whole door lifts up to then unify 10 people sitting outside and 10 people sitting on the inside.
Does it go all the way up?
At the moment it goes 2/3 of the way up. So we're still working on operating the door to get it right up to the full height position. You know, and the thing weighs half a ton.
Keeps you strong.
Yeah.
Conceptually interesting, but not quite right to throw out on a client.
It's just not finished. It's not that it's not quite right. It's just not finished.
It's like being in a set, a film set or something, where everything just changes. And I think that's, you know, sort of what you're after.
Well, it is. It's the operable house, you know, where you can move all the parts to suit so that everyone can eat together or you don't have to worry about the door. You know, so in summer, this stays open.
The other really interesting thing about this house is that you have a bathroom for the summertime and a bathroom for the wintertime. And the summer one is here in the between space. And it's in the garden, really.
Yeah. Well, it's an outdoor bathroom and really a bathhouse. You know, it's open on two sides to the bamboo and the sort of the landscape. The shower is underneath an open skylight.
When it rains, as it has been in Sydney in the last week or so, it just pours in through the roof.
It does, yeah. It's a wet
down
area.
The drain,
yeah,
it's a wet shower drain.
Yeah, and that's what it does. It's a fully, this whole area is a hose-out area, so it doesn't matter how wet it gets because it's partially outdoors.
When it gets too cold, you use the winter bathroom. Let's see how that's different. We go up through the outdoor area. We're now in the house and it's only, a metre wide?
It's 800 wide.
Yeah, 800 wide.
And about 4 or 5 metres long, so it's just a little box. And sometimes I've referred to it as a sort of a metre box, you know, attached to the side of the house. But it was the minimum size I thought we could do. Things like the basin are recessed into the back of the chimney, the old chimney, so everything's tucked into whatever possible space it can be.
And this was originally the outside distance between you and your neighbours.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
Although the window's wide open to the neighbours.
Well, you know, there's no privacy issue here. You know, the window steams up and that becomes the curtain, which, you know, no one believed would work, but it does perfectly.
Drew, thank you and congratulations.
Thanks.
Architect Drew Heath there with By Design's Jan Ryan. And Drew just won the New South Wales Wilkinson Award for Residential Architecture. It's a really interesting building, so do have a look at some images on our website, and you can also find some pictures on By Design's Facebook page.